The Chubster is going to be a part of Dr. Day. Thanks a lot, Chub Rock.
Oh, all the time, brother. I appreciate it.
Man, I miss you in New York. I miss you so much.
Ah, man, miss you, brother. Miss you.
Yeah. So what we doing? You've done just about every event, but I don't think you've ever done a Dr. Day event.
No. This is gonna be my first time, so I'm excited.
Yeah. And we are doing it a little differently this year. This year we're taking our weekend, we're taking the 19th and 20th of October, Friday and Saturday, and we'll be at the Lear Chorus Center, and we'll be partying with a purpose as always, and the purpose is to take a loved one to the doctor with their ignorant behind.
Oh man, and let me tell you, it comes at a time for me that's real crazy, you know. We had a few friends that unfortunately passed away, you know, my good friend Heavy D, a couple of other personal friends.
Yeah.
And then I said, man, it's time for me to cut down some of this weight. I'm over 40. And I went and I lost 45 pounds.
Good for you. Congratulations.
But here's the funny thing. 35 pounds, I go to the doctor, and they hit me. This is just now it's almost 2 weeks now. And they hit me with the type 2 diabetes stick. And I was like, wait a second,
man.
I lost 45 pounds and you hit me with the stick? I should have just kept eating cake or whatever. But, you know, it's one of the things that it takes time for it to do its damage. And it's very important, you know, had I gone to the doctor. You know, men don't like to go to the doctor. And, you know, coming from that West Indian background, boy, the doctor is a voodoo name. And so if I would have just kept up with it better, I could have maybe seen some of the warning signs and you know, maybe this wouldn't happen. I'm like I told a good friend of mine, my girl MC Light, I told her what happened, I said, well, I'm on my diet already, I'm still on the diet, I'm feeling better, and I'm gonna reverse this, you know. So and then all of a sudden you guys come with the honor of trying to do this thing. So I think it's very important you take that member to the doctor.
Now, you understand medicine. Is it true that you dropped out of pre-med at Brown in order to pursue your music career?
Yeah, you know,
really?
I wanted to be a doctor. Yeah, I wanted to be a doctor. And then, you know, but I was always torn between music and that. And then I had friends that continued and went all the way. I don't have any regrets on that stuff. But, you know, the sciences was a love of mine. And, you know, so I should have known better.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, and
what? I'm glad you chose to be a DJ, because I'll be honest with you, Chubb. I cannot go to a doctor named Chubb. I just can't do it.
Even though many of them are?
Yeah.
and
they chubby too? No. I can't do it. So you made a wise decision, Chubb Rock.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And I'm telling you, I like the this thank you, man. I know you don't need any more thank yous or accolades, man, but everything that the Tom Joyner Foundation does, you know, every time, you know, I go on the cruise or even family reunion, I look at all the things that, yes, I mean, you have, I know, it's called Tom Joyner Foundation, but you have, like, the most incredible staff I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
I'm very
proud of the staff. Very proud.
That's nice. Very nice.
So, Chubb Rock, Moni Love, Dana Dane, Kwame, Special Ed will be part of an old school basement after party. It'll be at the Lear Chorus Center, October 19th and 20th, for Take a Loved One to the Dr. Day Festival. Chubb Rock.
We love you,
Chubb. We love you, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not as Chubb Rock. He's lost 45 pounds.
Slim Chubb.
Slim Rock.
Slim Rock. I don't like that. 1990, Slim Rock on the scene. The record. I don't know. All right, Chubb.
Stay well.
We'll see you 19th and 20th in Philly.
Yes, sir.